We have the account in the Bible of four men who were willing to take their friend who was a paralytic to Jesus. Why would they go to all the trouble and expense to do this? Because these four men knew that Jesus was the only answer. My friend, there's a world out there that is hopeless and helpless, and the only answer for the salvation of their souls is to bring them to Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today in Truth and Fact, and we are in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 2, the book of Mark, a very powerful book. It says in verse 2, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the Word to them. I think that's very important that we preach the Word of God to the people. If you're a minister, if you're a preacher, if you're a pastor, it's imperative that we give the people not psychology, not what we want them to hear, but the Word of God. Verse 3, then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. I want to talk about the fact of these four men that had broken through the roof, bringing their friend to Jesus. Now, there are some things in these passages, I believe, concerning our faith. Here we have a man who is a paralytic. He's a man who is in a hopeless condition. He's probably desperate. Have you ever been desperate before? You need an answer. You need a touch. You need a word from the Lord to help you in your dilemma, in your crisis, in your situation. You have these men who desire to see their friend healed. They're willing to take extra measures to get to Jesus. And I believe sometimes that's what it's going to take. We need to take extra measures to get to the Lord, to get an answer from God. We're going to have to press through the crowd, if you know what I'm saying here. Just like the woman that had an issue of blood, she was willing to take extra measures and press through the crowd. Blind Bartimaeus was willing to cry to the top of his lungs, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord touched him and the Lord healed him, and he would never be the same. I can see here that these men, no doubt, had compassion. They cared. These men knew the answer for their friend's problem, and they were willing to help him. The Bible says that Jesus was coming to Capernaum, and when the people heard that Jesus was in town, they came to him. Imagine how the people must have told the others as the news spread throughout the town. No doubt they had heard of all the miracles and healings that had taken place throughout the region. Some perhaps were coming out of curiosity or with a critical eye. Some maybe out of love or out of hope or desperation. Some were coming to Jesus perhaps because they had a genuine hunger for him. But the fact is, people were coming to see Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says that when the place was packed, Jesus preached the word to them. And that's what Jesus wants us to be filled with today. He desires for you and I to be filled with his word. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. When Philip went down to Samaria, what did he preach? Psychology? Self-help? 12 steps to victory? No, he preached the word of God. Jesus fed Mary when she was sitting at his feet listening to his word. He fed the disciples on the Mount of Olives when he taught the Beatitudes. Jesus looked for opportunities to preach the word. He looked for opportunities to minister to people. And we as Christians should also look for opportunities to reach out. We should look for opportunities to invite people to church or to share our faith so that people might hear the word of God and respond to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that while Jesus was preaching to the people, that the four men came carrying a paralytic. Now, the Bible doesn't say much about these four men. We don't know their names or their occupation or their social status. We don't know how old they were. We don't even know what part of town they were from. The Bible just doesn't say. But there is something that we do know. These four men wanted to see this man healed. They wanted their friend to have a normal life. They wanted to see their friend made whole by the power of God. And they knew that Jesus was the only answer. I pray that we also have a passion for the lost and are willing to bring people to Jesus as these men did.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.